Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They had a rocky start to 2024. Defensively, couldn't get stops. They were getting shredded, giving up big plays at the yin-yang. And then all of a sudden they stabilized, which coincidentally enough coincided with Dean Pease coming in. Yeah. And Chuck Smith basically said right there, no. Members of the media, you, the people I'm talking to right now, made it sound like it was more of a Pease thing than a Zach Orr thing. And there you go. He said, nope, it was Zach Orr. He put the work in and the results became the results here.
My question would be to that would be, all right, if Dean Pease didn't come in, what would have happened, number one? And then number two, they had just given up, 35 points to Cincinnati and 500 yards, and they were the worst pass defense in the league, and they had miscommunication throughout, you know? And Harbs, to me it was Harbs or Bisciotti, one of the two or both combined. I mean, they felt like that Zach was probably needed some help. And we thought that from the get-go. You know, I mean, you're going to give it Andy Reid in your first game, first time calling a game. I mean, that's hard on him. And did Zach Orr get better? Yeah. But I think Dean Pease probably helped settle everything, because he could look at the things that they were doing wrong, the communication stuff, because Zach had only been running that defense and been involved with that defense for what, 4 or 5 years, whereas Dean Pease was there as an original member of that and knew the ins and outs. And I think that was there to help stabilize, you know, with all the all of a sudden there was no communication issues. You know, and was it Zach Orr's idea to put Kyle Hamilton back deep and bench Marcus Williams? You know,
I was just going to ask you that, too. I mean, did Trenton Simpson start riding a little bench here?
Yeah.
Who made the decision to change personnel as well? Because that's
stabilized.
What coincided with
doubt.
The defense getting.
No doubt. And then, Bob, you know, Dean Pease leaves and Chuck Pagano's here now from the get-go. So I got no problem. You know, is Zach Orr going to be a hell of a defensive coordinator? Probably will be. They're going to have a hell of a defense. But, you know, having that veteran guy around, whether it be Dean Pease, Chuck Pagano, I think is a good thing.
Now, with Pagano coming in, and we talked about it last week, Vinny, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. No musical themes on a Monday. We're just talking sports. Orioles sweep the Angels. They're off to Tampa, then New York. Big old road trip. Ravens back at OTAs, mandatory minicamp starting tomorrow. Got the NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals, all sorts of stuff going on. World of sports, you want to comment, you can. But with Chuck Pagano coming in and not setting his sights higher than his role now, the secondary advisor coach, You know, he's like the Chuck Smith of the defensive backfield, I guess. He even said, hey, this is it. I'm in my happy place. I want to stay here. Does that make it even more make comfortable for Zach Orr knowing that the guy behind you, if you will, is not knifing you in the back with a pair of scissors?
No doubt about it, Bob. No doubt about it. And Dean Pease, you know, I mean, he was just here. You know, he had retired, what, twice prior to that? You know, so, and then with Chuck Pagano, I mean, coming out right, I don't want to be a head coach. You know, he wants to do what he's doing, you know, and that's the thing. And you know what Chuck will get a benefit out of, and Dean Pease too? Developing Zach Orr. And especially if Zach Orr becomes, you know, keeps getting better. And if they have, you know, a top five defense, which they easily can this year, you know, Zach's going to start getting a little credit. And who's to say that 3 years from now, Zach Orr, you know, if Harbs goes, you know, retires, Zach Orr isn't that guy, which very possibly could be if he continues to develop. And what they're doing is they're giving him a lot of things that they've learned along the way to help Zach. And I think they're all in on helping Zach Orr be the best D coordinator he can be.
Now, how much more comfortable would you think he'll be year two calling plays as opposed to where he was? You mentioned that Kansas City game.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they settled down. I mean, Roquan Smith was getting roasted that day, yeah, if memory serves, or that night. How much more comfortable is he going to be, confident maybe, in calling his schemes and setting things up the way he wants?
Oh, I think, Bob, that because the last half of the year, their defense was one of the best defenses in the league. So I think that gives them confidence. And then going into year two, especially like OTAs and all that, he's probably like, Jesus, was I bad last year? You know, he's probably saying, you know, I would have never done that. So he's probably learned a ton, just like a player going from year one to year two, that, you know, you make huge, huge steps at that time. And I think he's probably, and I'll bet you the assistant coaches probably say, and Harb's probably tell you, you know, I don't have to be involved as much, because usually good head coaches, that if an area is struggling, he's going to be there. I'll bet you last year, Harb's didn't spend much time in on the offense. He had to spend all his time on the defense because that what was struggling early on, you know, and now maybe Harb's doesn't have to do that as much this year. And if need be, you got Chuck Pagano there. Plus, I think they got a lot better talent, and I don't think we're going to have the communication issues. So I think Zach Orr is going to have a hell of a year.
If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Talk about the Ravens. Mandatory minicamp. That's what it is. Mandatory. Everyone's got to be there. Orioles just swept the Angels. Got a big four-game series with the Rays tonight, mid-June. Orioles creep, what, 6 games out of the wild card? They trimmed 2.5 games off of that thing. They still have a bunch of teams in front of them. But, you know, there's a pulse. The offense looks like it's not the best in baseball, PT, but better than it was, say, a month ago. And then we'll get into mandatory minicamp. The competition battles, how much really gets decided, however, during minicamp. But for, you know, spots that are open, better bring your A game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.